exhilarating. You know, it was a great feeling to get out there for the first time, and it was just an amazing feeling. I was excited the whole time.
What have the last few days been like? Have you had a welcome to the NFL moment yet?
I haven't yet, but I'm expecting it though. But it was a lot of busy nights, you know, with meetings and trying to understand the defense, and it was just real busy before coming out here.
Have you talked to Quentin Carter at all and get kind of the lay of the land from another Oklahoma guy?
Well, absolutely. When I first got here, that was the first person I hit up, and he just kind of just talked to me the day I got there, and he just showed me, you know, how things would be and the intensity and the mindset that I need to have coming in here.
How fast were you able to turn the switch from the excitement of being here to, I know I have an opportunity here, now I got to make the most of it?
It was quick. That next day when I was in meetings with the vets, I automatically knew that I had an opportunity here, and I have to seize the moment and just make this team better.
What are you trying to do out there? What do you want the coaches to see about you? If they're, you know, when they're in the meeting stuff, what do you want them to be saying about you?
That I'm a team player, you know, that I'm contributing to the team the best way possible, and that I'm working as hard as I can.
When you're in there with the vets, you see, you know, DeMarcus Ware, some of the big names. What's that like when you're...
It's a great feeling. You know, I look up to those guys, especially with the way that they approach things, the mindset that they have, and the intensity that they bring to workouts and to meetings. I look up to them, and it's an exciting feeling to be around those guys, but it's a humbling experience as well.
You mentioned a little bit, Coach Fox said you guys have been able to be here all week. What's this week been like for you? What have you guys been doing?
It's been real busy, you know, just getting into meetings, understanding the defense, understanding the players, and just trying to get acclimated to how the NFL life is. That's all it's been so far. And now that we're out here, it's time to put the pedal to the metal and just go out there and whatever we learn, just put it on the field.
Is your head spinning with the new playbook and trying to get up to speed and everything?
A little bit. It's been a little bit, but I just have to understand and know, you know, just take it one step at a time and take doses of it, and that way things will be a lot smoother.
Corey, after the injury you had last year, and you didn't go to the combine, did you?
No, sir, I didn't.
Okay. Were you surprised to get drafted?
I was. You know, that was a blessing from God, you know, for me to get drafted like that, because I wasn't expecting it.
Were you already getting calls from teams if you didn't get drafted saying, hey, we want to bring you into camp as an undrafted guy?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was getting calls from a lot of teams, surprisingly. You know, that's a blessing to even have teams calling me, even due to my injury. But I was getting a lot of calls.
How are you with the pack? How's that?
It's 100%. You know, I'm good to go. I'm ready for camp, and I've been out here practicing, and I'm just 100% now.
How good does that feel to be in football activity in the spring after missing, you know, so much of the season?
Oh, man, it's an amazing feeling. You know, it's a blessing. Just coming back from off a half a year of not playing football and getting back out there and doing it, it's a wonderful feeling. It's an exciting experience, and I'm grateful for this opportunity.
It's exciting, but do you already feel kind of the urgency to begin making an impression, knowing that roster spots are so precious?
Absolutely. But, you know, my main focus is just trying to make everybody better with just what I do and just to contribute the best way I can and work as hard as I can to make the team better.
When were you 100% with your pack?
I would say late February, early March was when I was 100%, right there before our pro day. Our pro day was March 12th, and I was about 100%, did 225 23 times, and that was a good feeling coming off of a pec injury.
Now, if you were gone undrafted, you would have had a choice of maybe where to go, where you might best fit. What was the feeling when you got drafted? Did that kind of supersede all that notion of picking, you know, having a choice? Like you said, it was a blessing to get drafted, but what made it a blessing to get drafted rather than being able to go somewhere else?
You know, not being drafted, you know, I had choices of teams that I could go to possibly, and it was just up in the air. You know, it was kind of a stressful decision to decide, okay, which team I'm going to play for, which is the best fit for me. But being drafted just took all that away, and it eased my mind.